Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Eternit S.A. conference call for the third quarter 2016 earnings result. With us today, we have Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer. This event is being recorded. All participants are in listen-only mode. We will then proceed to the question and answer session when further instructions will be given for you to participate. Should you require assistance during the call, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being broadcast live on http://www.eternit.com.br/ir. The slide presentation and the earnings release are also available. Forward-looking statements made during this conference call on the business perspective, operating and financial outlooks are based on the presumptions of the management and information that the company has. This information depends on the condition of the domestic and international market, as well as on the general condition of the market and the sector, and are therefore subject to change. I would now like to turn the floor over to Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Thank you. A good afternoon to all of you. Thank you for participating at our conference call for the third quarter 2016 earnings release. To begin the presentation on slide number three, it is important to highlight the macroeconomic aspects that have contributed to the operating and financial results for this third quarter in the company. During this quarter, we had a performance that is much below the one we expected for the period, with sales volumes in Chrysotile mineral and concrete tiles much below those presented in the second quarter. In truth, this is the quarter with the lowest demand for the company. Therefore, this economic retraction, due to the increase in unemployment, a reduction in income, and reduction in obtaining credit, have hampered the construction materials segment, besides posing an enormous challenge to the companies in this sector. For the case of Eternit, this challenge is even greater because the dollar appreciation vis-à-vis the real, especially in mid-third quarter, has brought significant impacts to the results of Chrysotile mineral. Besides the very strong competition in the foreign market by the Russian and Kazakhstan miners, another important fact that I would like to highlight is that during this period of low demand, our clients, well, those who are store owners, have decided to work in a more sudden way as regards working capital. Besides demanding products that are of lower added value, more popular products in moments of low demand and during a crisis, as during this year, we are speaking about products that have a higher turnover at the stores. Now, the higher added value products that contribute with better margins have remained in our inventories, once again, making our challenge in managing working capital even greater. The real inflation that has exerted pressure on our margins in several segments of the company. In some segments, it was not possible to fully transfer the inflation to the price of the products. In the case of Chrysotile mineral, the transfer has been partial, and in manufacturing, we have not been able to work with this transfer, although we have put in place several actions to reduce cost. This delta cost vis-a-vis the inflation has not been fully neutralized. And due to this, our operating margins have once again had some drops that we show in slide number 3. And further ahead, we will observe this. We have also had a retraction in the sales volumes, as you can see on this first slide. Another impact on our EBITDA and consequently our bottom line has been the cost of idleness due to an adjustment of supply and demand in the market and the cost of indemnities for the adjustments that we were forced to make in this structure to be able to go into the coming months with a leaner structure to be able to face the new market demand. These, therefore, are the main highlights in a very macro vision that have guided the financial and operating results for the third quarter of 2016. To continue with our presentation, we go on to slide number 5, where you see the sales of chrysotile mineral that reached 44,300 tons, a retraction of 23% vis-a-vis the third quarter of 2015. Now, if we look at the market distribution, the volume sold in the domestic market had a reduction of 31%. This is due to the production process and the lower construction in the country. Now, the foreign market has had the more aggressive price policy practiced by competitors in significant markets worldwide, and therefore the percentage is lower. Now, this is what we also see in the 9 months of the year, where we sold 144,000 tons during this period. In slide number 6, when we speak about fiber cement sales, the volume sold in the third quarter were of 199,600, a retraction of 1.3% compared to the same quarter in 2015, affected mainly by the increase in unemployment, lower income, and credit restriction. This, of course, has had an impact on the construction material market. And additionally, the clients are presently working with a minimum inventory in their stores. And because of this, we see a reduction in inventory levels in general. In slide number 7, when we speak about concrete tile sales in the third quarter of 2016, sales totaled 6.4 million pieces, a retraction of 26.1% vis-a-vis the same period in the previous year. And this because the work has been postponed by consumers, especially by medium and high-income bracket consumers. And in the 9 months, we have a retraction of 12%, once again, because of the reasons explained formerly. On slide number 9, we have the consolidated net revenue in million reais. In the third quarter, we have a total revenue of 204 million. These revenues, when compared with the same period of the previous year, show a retraction of 16.6%, and fundamentally due to lower sales volumes, especially chrysotile mineral and concrete tiles. Additionally, to the fact that we're marketing a more popular lower added value mix. Because of this, our performance has not been better. When we look at the division between markets, in the foreign market, the net revenue had a reduction of, well, reached 31.4 million. The main factor, besides the lower sales volume, was a reduction of the price in dollars to be able to deal with a very strong competition caused by exports. Therefore, it is down 35.5%. Another impact was the depreciation of the dollar vis-à-vis the real for the period. These two or three aspects that refer more to exports have had a considerable impact on the company results for the third quarter. Now, if we look at the 9 months of the year, a reduction of 13%. Both the domestic and foreign markets show reductions, the internal market of 8.9%, and for the foreign market, down 29.9%. In the following slide, you have the breakdown of our cost of goods sold. This is a structure that remains unaltered when compared to the previous quarter. At the beginning of the presentation, I mentioned that we have pressure on inflation on the workforce, an increase in power, and this has been the reality this year, besides the greater idle capacity. As a counterpart, we have put in place several activities to partially neutralize these effects. For example, we presently have better negotiations with suppliers of raw materials, and we're also increasing our bargaining power in negotiations and working with the free market for electrical energy. This should enable us to have considerable savings in terms of cost. These effects will only appear gradually and marginally as this type of migration is taking place gradually. Some of these activities have been put in place, others are still ongoing. On slide number 11, for adjusted EBITDA, during the third quarter of 2016, we have an adjusted EBITDA of 16.4 million, a drop of 67.4% when compared to the same period in 2015. This downturn is associated to the lower sales volumes, as I mentioned, formerly, the marketing of a mix with a lower added value. What we have experienced during this period is that it is the popular products that are being sold, products whose production costs are lower than those of products with a higher added value, and these products are used to dilute costs. Because of this, we have had a pressure on our margins because we're marketing these products with a lower added value. As I mentioned, we also have a greater idle capacity and a reduction on margins because of the cost pressures and because we have been unable to transfer these costs to the products per se. Despite all of this, the company has deployed great efforts to reduce its operating expenses, especially the administrative expenses. If we compare the semesters, the reduction was of 19%, and all of this has helped us to partially neutralize this reduction of 67% in EBITDA. It is important to underscore that the activities that are underway are beginning to show their impact, although they do not appear on slide number 11. If we look at the EBITDA presented by the company in the second quarter of 2016, that is to say the previous quarter, the quarter was of the EBITDA was 10.6 million compared to 10.4 million. Therefore, we begin to see timid results that, albeit unfavorable, allow us to perceive an improvement when it comes to the operating cash generation. On the next slide, slide number 12, we have the reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA compared with our bottom line. This slide is interesting because it allows me to explain two very important aspects referring to the company results. The first is the result of our equity pickup, which comes from the Eternit stock in the Bathroom Chinaware plant. During the first semester, the result still was negative of 6.9 million, but compared with a result of 9.9 for the same period in the previous year, which means to say that we already have an improvement of 30% in this comparison, and for the 9 months of the year, an improvement of 14%. Although this is still negative, this improvement in results portrays the industrial progress of the site with a continuous enhancement in the indicators of our activity and showing us that we have an adequate mix. And in the roofing segment, this segment has also been impacted because at present, what is being marketed is the more economical portfolio. And because of this mix that is being commercialized, we have a lower margin in this business. The second important line item refers to our financial results, the net financial income, where we also had an improvement of 63% for the semester. In the third quarter of 2015, the results were 15.6 million, a negative result. And during this quarter of 2016, the result was also negative, but stands at 5.7. And for the 9 months, there is an improvement of 17% in the comparison between the periods. This is directly linked to lower expenses for interest rates on the company debt. On the slide regarding debt, we will approach this, but there has been a decrease in our level of indebtedness and lower expenses with the exchange variation because of the natural hedge, ensuring that the company is not exposed in terms of receivables and payables. In slide number 13, in the third quarter, we have a net loss of 7.4 million, and for the 9 months, 8.1 million. And these results, once again, are due to the aspects that I mentioned just recently. Although we do have an improvement in the negative results of equity pickup and in our financial income, when we look at the results for the second semester of 2016, it was negative in 9 million. Once again, this shows you the activities that are underway and that the company has put in place, once again aimed at reducing the impact on our bottom line. In the next slide, we refer to the company debt. The company ended the third quarter, the month of September, with a net debt of 69 million during this period. The gross debt added 127 million between the long and short-term debt, basically because of the CCB and NCE and other securities for working capital and also financing lines for machine and equipment. Despite the results that we are presenting, it is important to underscore that the company has worked a great deal on generating a free cash flow to be able to reduce the debt. When you look at slide number 14 and the graph that is there, we can see that on September 30th, 2015, we had a net debt of $160 million. This was reduced to $145 million on December 31st, 2015, a reduction of 10%. When we compare this with the semester that is ending now in September, the reduction is of 25 or 26%. Allowing the company to end the period with a net debt of $118 million. These are the results of the activity of the company geared towards reducing its total indebtedness. Now, if we look upon the period of 1 year instead of semesters, the reduction of the net debt is of 5 or 6%. Another important point that I would underscore in this slide is that all of our debts pegged to foreign currency are protected with export receivables. This is the natural hedge that I recently mentioned. On slide number 15, our capital expenditures. We have invested what is strictly necessary to maintain our production park. Therefore, for the 9 months of 2015 to 2016, it represents $12 million. To continue on with the presentation, we go to slide number 17, where we speak about our shareholding structure. The shareholding structure remains practically unaltered when compared to previous quarters. There is a strong concentration of investors that are individual investors with a free float of 85.8%. To the right, we have our main shareholders with a share of 25%. And below, you see the makeup of our board of directors and our board of auditors. In the next slide, our remuneration policy, our payout policy. In 2016, we have a negative result of $8 million, and because of this, there has been no payout of dividends because we don't have the foundation to do this. It is important to highlight that the dividend policy of the company, according to our bylaws, remains unchanged. And therefore, the new dividend payouts will only begin when we obtain positive results. On slide number 20, the recognition that we received during the period. This is a testimony to the strength of our brand. We were awarded with the Anamaco Award for 2016, and Eternit is part of the best companies to work for. This is part of the recognition that the group has achieved in the third quarter 2016. And in the next slide, you will see our contact information for the investor relations area. Once again, we are now at your disposal for the question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now proceed to the question and answer session. If you wish to pose a question, please press star 1. If you wish to withdraw your question from the queue, press star 2. Once again, should you have a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from the webcast from Mr. Jose Roberto. When is the company gonna launch roofing with artificial fibers, considering that fiber cement has been banned in several states? Thank you for your question, Mr. Jose Roberto. Thank you for participating in our conference call. Fiber cement is a product that can be manufactured with several options when it comes to raw material. What we have domestically, and this is an ongoing legal discussion, is the choice of one of these raw materials. Fiber cement is a product that will continue to exist. Now, perhaps the raw material that is part of this product will be altered. Fiber cement can be manufactured with chrysotile mineral or asbestos, and this is the ongoing discussion in some states, or with alternative fibers. What is important to mention is that, as in Brazil, we have some states with laws that restrict the use of chrysotile asbestos, restricting its application, and these laws are becoming ever more stringent in the Supreme Court. The demand of the population, especially in those states, is for a product with an alternative fiber. Now, the company does produce this for specific states. In Sao Paulo, there is a ban on chrysotile, and we work with alternative products in this state. Our next question is also from Jose Roberto from the webcast. Which is the company outlook to move away from the losses? Jose Roberto, this depends on a series of factors. The company has adopted and continues to adopt all of the necessary measures when it comes to adjusting its capacity, its structure, its administrative and commercial structures to ensure that we can revert this situation. Now, this depends on the economic moment that we're undergoing. We are undergoing a period of retraction. Month after month, the construction material segment shows indicators that are on the drop, reaching two digits, and the outlook for the construction material segment at the end of the year is a drop of 10% or more. Beginning in 2017, we believe that the sector will have a slight improvement, but this will depend on the resumption of growth that will tend to be gradual. Now, besides the efforts that have been set forth by the company to make adjustments in its structure, it will attempt to transfer the cost changes and the inflation to its prices, enabling the company to improve its margins and, of course, to move away from any loss. The next question also comes from the webcast from Mr. Jose Roberto. When will the Manaus plant receive produce polyethylene roofing in a large scale? Jose Roberto, the Manaus plant was built with the intention of being a hedge. Our business is to ensure that the use of this enterprise will be very limited. Now, why? As we have mining, we depend on this activity, and the best margins that we have are the integrated margins we have from mining. Now, when you work with this new type of product, you will cause a drop in the company margins, increasing the capacity of this enterprise will depend on the demand of consumers for this specific product. And consequently, with the aim of having the lowest impact possible, these products will have a differentiated price to be able to regain our margins. Our next question from the webcast is from Mr. Carlos Enrique Castro, which is the management expectation regarding the market for Eternit in the year 2017. Thank you for the question, Carlos Enrique, and thank you for participating in our conference call. For 2017, we're preparing our goals for the coming year. And what we can see is that the federal government is making all types of attempts to create a new stimulus for the use of construction material for the renovation of low-income housing. And because of this, the expectation is that we will have a slow and very gradual resumption of business. If the present day market conditions remain, the expectation is that we will not have additional volumes compared to those that we had in the year 2016. If the market conditions remain as they are. Our next question from webcast comes from Jose Roberto. I would like to know what is happening with the legal suits that the company has been facing, if we could hear something about this. Jose Roberto, thank you for participating and thank you for your question. Regarding this issue, as our legal consultants, we have the very best attorneys that exist in the market. And in my presentation, I did not approach this issue, and I did not approach the issue because we do not have any novelty to present during the period. All of the suits remain as they were since the last conference call. There hasn't been any progress in this sense. Our next question from the webcast is from Jose Roberto. The company continues to buy its own shares to have a majority in treasury. Thank you for the questions, Jose Roberto. Despite the fact that the company has created a share buyback program, the company has not bought back its shares to be able to preserve its cash. As I mentioned, we're strongly working towards creating a cash generation to be able to reduce our debt levels. It wouldn't make sense to buy treasury shares because of the explanation I have just given you. Our next question comes from Mr. Ricardo Como from the webcast. Gentlemen, in your recent information, there have been several changes in the board of the company. Could you comment on these and the possible impact on the company? Thank you for your question, and thank you for participating in this conference call. Basically, we have two changes. One that took place in the board of directors, where Mr. Luis Terepins presented his resignation to the position of chairman and member of the Eternit board of directors. Now, this is a personal decision that was taken by Mr. Luis Terepins. The other decision or the other change that took place was in our consultative or advisory board. We have an audit board, which is not a permanent board. It is based on the request of the main shareholders of the company. And as the advisory board is not a deliberative board and does not represent a burden for the company, we have maintained a structure simply to say that we do have an advisory board made up of some members. The majority of the members are part of the management, and some of the members have resigned from their positions, and these positions will remain vacant until the next assembly. Once again, this is a decision made by the advisory board, which once again is non-deliberative. The next question comes from Carlos Enrique Castro. Which is the company's expectation when it comes to the reduction of indebtedness in 2017? Thank you for the question and for your participation. The company, as a policy, does not work with outlooks or projections. Because of this policy, we're somewhat restricted when it comes to responding to your question directly and more incisively. The company has been working on cash generation to be able to have a more comfortable debt situation compared to the present day results. And as soon as we present positive results, we will pay out dividends to our shareholders. Our next question comes from Mr. Ricardo Conway. Gentlemen, recently the federal government launched a plan of donation for renovations in homes. Will this have a positive impact on the company? Does this possibility exist? Ricardo, thank you for your question and for your participation. Without a doubt, this activity will have a direct and positive impact on the company's business. Fiber cement is a product that is geared to the low-income population mostly. It is that population that needs to renovate their homes, or the population that so far does not have a dignified housing. And because of the federal government actions, this will allow this population the right to buy their first house through the stimuli offered by the federal government. Whenever there is income distribution and the generation of employment, more specifically for the population that broadly uses fiber cement, this will have a positive impact on the company. There is no doubt about this. Our next question comes from Mr. William Marcel. I did like the debt reduction policy. I would like to know how recurrent this is. Is the company taking on more debt, or are we simply reducing the debt? Thank you for your question, and thank you for participating in our conference call. Quite the contrary, if we look at our debt profile, it has a very good profile, and currently we're not bringing in new money. We're not raising funds for the company. Part of the debt is used for working capital, especially for export purposes, where the average term for receivables is from 90 to 120 days. As the term to receive our export payment tends to be long, we need to maintain this credit line for working capital. We're not bringing in new loans. If we do bring in new loans, that will increase the level of indebtedness of the company. This will be done through new projects or something that will fully justify this type of activity. What we have done towards reducing our debt is that as soon as we have cash generation, we have honored some of our commitments, and we have also had a favorable reduction of our debt, as explained in the presentation. Our next question is also from Mr. William Marcel regarding to the share buyback program that begins again in 2017. Is there the possibility of having other programs similar to this one in 2017? Thank you for your question. Yes, without a doubt, we know that if we analyze the Brazilian economic activity, the sector for civil construction is the main sector that will leverage the economic activity as a whole, which means that all the investments and all the incentives in this segment are geared towards enhancing the activity and will have an impact on economic activity and consequently on the results of the company. There are some measures that are underway, for example, the reduction of the interest rates that were proposed through the Caixa Econômica Federal. This is geared towards reducing the Selic rate. These are some of the activities that were set forth by the government that so far have not been approved. As soon as they are approved, this will lead to better economic conditions and more sustainable ones, leading to an economic resumption. Our next question comes from Mr. Renato Stokely. Has there been a significant movement to reduce your workforce or headcount? Thank you for your question, and thank you for participating. Yes, there was. When I mentioned that we were forced to make adjustments in our structure and to work with a lower productive capacity, more in accordance with what was happening in the market. This is exactly what I meant. There was a reduction in headcount. If we look at a one-year period, we have had expressive reductions, and I can say at present that in terms of our workforce, we have gone back to what we had in 2012. Yes, of course, there has been a reduction in headcount, and unfortunately, it was necessary so that we could go back to having our margins. Our next question is from Mr. Juliano Cardier. Which was the reason for Mr. Luis Barzi to resign from the board? Juliano, thank you for your question. Thank you for participating. Quite the contrary, he has not left the board of directors. He is the chairman of our board of directors. As I mentioned, he was part of the advisory board and he was also in the management board. It didn't make much sense considering that the advisory board is not a deliberative board. For this reason, we have not filled in the vacancies that now exist in this advisory board, but Mr. Luis Barsi is the present day chairman and the main shareholder of the company. Our next question comes from Mr. Santiago Gochao. The item investments shows the results of the controlled company and that of Eternit, which is negative in 19 million at CSP and shows a loss for the quarter. What is it that the new management will do regarding these investors that are leading to losses quarter after quarter? Thank you, Tiago, for participating, and of course, thank you for your question. If we look at these two specific segments, initially, the concrete roofing tiles, which is a segment that is geared to the medium and high income bracket, at moments of crisis such as this one, all of the construction work is postponed because this population already owns a house, and as they have housing, what they're doing is building their summer houses, their beach houses, and as these are not necessary, they tend to put off or postpone the constructions. And the result of this is a low use of our industrial capacity. This idleness in industrial capacity has led us to stopping the plant in San Jose do Rio Preto, for example, as this is a segment that needs to sell high volumes to have a positive bottom line result. What we are surveying at present is to see if we are able to optimize our production structure domestically to ensure that the impacts will be lower than those that we presented. In the case of the Suramericana Ceramic Company, which is the bathroomware bathroom chinaware company, we have seen a considerable improvement in terms of equity pickup. There has been an improvement of 30% quarter on quarter. Once again, this thanks to what I mentioned a short time ago during the presentation. We are consistently preserving our productivity indices. The average time of operators producing bathroom chinaware is important. This enables us to have positive results, and this makes it feasible to have a commercially appropriate portfolio. What do I mean by this? We have portfolios to work with developers for the program My Home, My Life. We also have portfolios geared at the medium and high income bracket. Now, what is lacking at present is the popular segment. The construction in My Home, My Life has come to a standstill, and once again, stores are not selling high volumes. The next question comes from Jassy Jr. Does the company in the future plan to acquire another company in the same segment? Jassy, thank you for your question. Thank you also for participating. during moments of adversity and crisis, especially like the one we're undergoing and others that we have been able to overcome, this represents a moment of opportunity. We do not have any plans to acquire other companies at present. Notwithstanding this, the company is at your disposal to listen to and to discuss proposals. But I must say that at this point in time, we have nothing concrete when it comes to the acquisition of new companies. Our next question is from Mr. William Marcel regarding the recent resignations of the board of director members from Eternit. This tends to frighten the investors. Would you have anything to declare regarding this? Thank you for your question and for participating. In the previous answer, I referred to this topic. In fact, when you have a resignation, when one of our main investors or shareholders sells off his or her stake, this may result in a change in the strategy of the company. That, of course, is a reason of concern. This is not what happened here. What happened here was that we created a leaner structure. The advisory board has some vacancies, and the in the board of directors, we have had a change that does not alter the company's strategy. We would like to remind you that if you wish to pose a question, please press star 1. Our next question is from Mr. Giuliano Cardi. The suits against Eternit in Italy, could these impact the results in Brazil? Giuliano, thank you for the question and thank you for your participation. I believe that in this case, we would have to divide your question into two parts. First of all, Eternit from Italy and Eternit Brazil do not have any company relationship. Secondly, the one that is exerting pressure and the one that is struggling for the end of the use of asbestos makes the most of what happened internationally and tries to apply this to Brazil. What is important to highlight is that the use of the forms in Italy and Brazil have been different technically, and in terms of the product application, there are differences. In Europe, this product was used as a thermal and acoustic isolation. Brazil has never done this with a product. And from the manufacturing viewpoint, the problems that took place in Italy also took place at the beginning of the 19th century in Brazil. Through the investments made, these problems were mitigated and eliminated. These are the main reasons and differences to respond to your question. In terms of the suits that are underway, the Brazilian justice has to analyze the technical and scientific aspects so that the present-day practice can prevail and so that we can continue producing this product with fiber cement. Our next question comes from Mr. Carlos Enrique Castro. If we take into account our competitors in the foreign market, Russia and Kazakhstan, how competitive is it? They need compared to them. Carlos, thank you for the question and for participating. Ethernet is the most remote mining company from its clients. It can take its products up to its clients. As we have observed some movements in terms of economy in the country, a pressure towards the depreciation of the real compared to the dollar. This has allowed these foreign competitors to become ever more competitive. And because of this, we have had a supply excess, and they offer this product, especially on the Asian continent, at a highly competitive price. We believe that this is a timely situation, and what we are undergoing economically in Brazil is also something that will pass. Our next question, it comes from Mr. Eder Alves. Congratulations for your results. At very difficult moments such as this one in the country, the results are excellent, and there is a very interesting change in your debt profile and in your cash generation profile. Thank you. Thank you for your participation. And at moments such as this one, this is what we are forced to do, to implement all of the necessary measures to be able to have the best possible performance. Our next question comes from Mr. Santiago Gochao. The board of directors perhaps could discuss what to do with affiliates that are not presenting positive results. Santiago, once again, thank you for your question. Well, this issue of disinvestment, as well as the issue of acquisition, the question regarding acquisition that was made, these are strategic topics that can be and should be discussed at the level of the board of directors. At present, we do not have any information regarding either of these two issues, the disinvestment and the acquisition. Our next question is from Mr. Eldis Lopez. The company has faced problems with labor justice because of asbestos. Which are the measures that you have taken as protection? And which is the legal outlook for Eternit? Elcio, thank you for your participating and thank you for your question. This is a recurrent theme and something that is rather in vogue in the discussions of the company, especially with our legal advisors. What we have at present is the best evidence. We have the best legal advisors defending us in this process, ensuring that we will have success. And if we do not have success, we hope to have the lowest possible impact based on the decision that will be taken. Now, to speak about an outlook when it comes to something that depends on the Brazilian justice is somewhat difficult. What I can state is that we're setting forth our best efforts so that there will be no great impacts for the company. Our next question is from Mr. Giuliano Cardi. A question to relax a bit. I think that Eternit at 144 is a good moment for me to increase my shares in the company. Giuliano, thank you for your question. Unfortunately, I cannot respond to your question based on the results presented and that we have discussed at this conference call. You can make this decision personally. This is what investors have to do. Also based on the analysts that cover Eternit. Unfortunately, I will be unable to respond to you because of statutory and legal issues. As there are no further questions, I would like to return the floor to Mr. Luz for his final considerations. Thank you. We have come to the end of our conference call. A conference call with a great deal of participation from all of you. And of course, this is very gratifying as it allows investors and shareholders of the company to interact with the management. It allows them to dissipate their doubts and hear clarifications, and this simply confirms their conviction of investing in Eternit. To close my remarks, there was a question made based on the government stimuli, and I ended up not mentioning one that is already in place, which is additional credit that was offered through a renovation card, a credit of 5,000 reais per family, with a maximum income of up to 1,800 reais per family. These families that will receive this renovation card will have this additional credit to purchase construction material for the expansion or renovation of their homes. This type of stimuli, besides the reduction in the Selic interest rates, are signs that lead to a very promising scenario when it comes to the resumption of economic activity. Notwithstanding this, all of this will happen slowly and gradually. We need to recover our employment, increase income, and have more accessible costs in terms of construction material. All of this should positively contribute to the company business. Well, this is the macroeconomic vision. In terms of the company vision, we have worked with an adjusted industrial capacity that is in accordance with the market demand, and we're acting very strongly on a program to reduce costs and operating expenses, preparing us structurally for the coming year. Besides reducing working capital and generating cash and reducing our debt gradually once again. I believe that these are the main highlights that I wanted to convey to you. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for your interest in participating in this conference call. Many thanks and have a good afternoon. The Eternit conference call ends here. We would like to thank you for your participation and have a good afternoon. Thank you.